But I'm gonna be tombstone number 9.
Ah, God, hey!
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie?
We'll haunt you and pursue the naughty ghosts.
The real action's in Area 52. That's where they keep the bodies. The man even knows where it is. This is highly classified information. If they find me, if they trace this call, I'll be disappeared. You don't understand what they're going to do to you, what they'll do to you, if you know the truth.
Don't be afraid, true believer. You're not going crazy. This isn't a psyop, and you haven't found yourself stranded in a parallel dimension. You're tuned into transmissions from elsewhere, but this is not the venerable Dr. Butcher. I'm Gore, he's Carrie, and tonight is very scary because the gruesome twosome is filling in all this week. I feel like I really laid that on thick.
You want to try it again? It's fine.
No, I don't want to do another take because we are live, Carrie.
That's right, Gore. We're here all week covering for our good friend Dr. Butcher while he's out doing Lord knows whatever it is he does out in the desert.
I got the scoop, Carrie. The good doctor's spending his week in Landers, California. He's attending an annual retreat for survivors of extraterrestrial close encounters of the sixth kind. Now, I don't know what the hell that means. Do you have any idea? Do you know?
I don't know, and I don't really want to find out. I could Google it. I don't know.
Well, you remember the movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. What is that? Is that abduction?
I mean, so they saw the aliens. I think they got abducted. I don't know. Is the sixth kind? How deep is the sixth kind? I don't know.
I don't know what the hell that is. All I know is that Dr. Butcher promised a full report upon his return. Stay tuned for that, true believer, because it's going to be an interesting show. Dr. Butcher doesn't broadcast from the KTRP studio, by the way. I don't know if anyone at home knows this. He's on his show, and he says, broadcasting from parts unknown. That's not a lie. We don't know where he lives.
We met him one time, and it was a little awkward.
Because of that, you may imagine, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here.
You'll have to forgive us if there's some things about tonight's topic that we say that are kind of silly because we don't know any better, because we're not the experts, but we still want to carry the torch for the good doctor while he's out doing what he's doing.
We're not paranormal experts. Sometimes we play a Weird Al song. This is not our purview, but we're going to try our best. I don't know if you know this, Carrie, but tonight's a special night.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's Halloween, Carrie.
Oh! It's Halloween, All Hallows Eve.
The witching hour is approaching, and that's our show, by the way. We host at midnight. This is not the Gruesome Twosome. We're hosting transmissions from elsewhere, but there will be a Gruesome Twosome Halloween Spooktacular, or I should say Halloween Spooktacular, at midnight.
We're working a double shift, is what he's saying.
We made a mistake because we're the only employees dumb enough to answer the phone.
It's all good. We're here for you and your listening pleasure.
There are sinister prowling the benighted streets of any town U.S.
I went too far. There are no sinister ghouls out there, I don't think. There might be.
Yeah, this is that kind of town, so be careful out there.
There might be sinister ghouls prowling the benighted streets, searching for innocent victims to drag kicking and screaming into hell. That could happen. That could be a thing happening right now.
At least they're looking for innocent victims. You know we're good.
Well, you know who else is looking for innocent victims is the fans of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They've got a sold-out screening down at Circle Cinema tonight.
Oh, of course. Did we post that one year?
We did. You're both very drunk, so I'm not surprised you don't remember.
That's why it seems like a blur. I seem to remember being on stage and being assaulted with hot dogs and kind of liking it.
Like I said, there may be ghouls prowling the streets, or it may just be folks who were a little upset because they couldn't get tickets to the Rocky Horror screening. So you could have some Transylvanians wandering the streets tonight. Either way, you might want to lock your doors, because if you don't, and let's just say it's not Riff Raff and Magenta you'll be doing the time work with tonight.
Be careful out there tonight, people. Party responsibly. And
it's the best, I was going to say best nightmare of the year, because that's supposed to be spooky because it's Halloween, but that's dumb. It's Halloween. Everyone loves it. Instead of actually doing something because it's Halloween, we're doing the same thing we always do. We're here at the studio hosting a radio show.
Talking about Halloween.
We can have our own party, and you're all invited, true believers. You're all invited.
You all let us into your parties. Because we get to go everywhere and see all kinds of wild stuff on Halloween.
Yeah, we're live tonight on 66.6 KTRP, the home of Halloween. I love saying that. Never get tired of that.
It's one of my favorite things.
Give it a shot right now. Go ahead.
66.6 KTRP, your home for Halloween.
No, that's your home for the holidays. You f***ed it up. Oh, it's the home of Halloween.
Oh, it's, yeah. 66.6 KTRP, the home of Halloween.
That's better. Anyway, there's a party going down at the KTRP studio tonight, and you're all invited. You know who else is invited? Our dearly departed producer, Billy Bones. That's right. Freshly risen from the crypt and ready to party.
Usually Billy Bones doesn't do Dr. Butcher's show because Dr. Butcher does everything himself from parts unknown. I don't know. It could be a van. It could be a basement or a bunker.
I have a feeling he's probably mobile.
Doesn't seem like the guy who'd be tied down to one place. Luckily for us, we've got Billy Bones, man in the switchboards there.
How are you tonight, Billy? What's going on?
We're the only ones who work around here. You're right, Billy Bones.
I don't think anybody RSVP'd to his Monster Mash, Gary.
Well, I'd rather be at Roxy Rockin's f***ing Halloween party, too.
You're always welcome at our parties, Billy. Always. All you gotta do is bring that winning personality and a case of imported beer. It's gotta be the good stuff, though, right?
None of that cheap shit.
No Miller High Life. The champagne of beers, kill me. Billy. Not again. I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry. That was me.
We're just joshing you, Billy.
Joshing. That's right. the spooky topic of the evening, true believers, is cryptids. This Halloween, it's cryptids. What the f*** is a crypt? I can't say f***. What the f*** are cryptids? What are these f***ing things?
Who in the f*** is a cryptid?
Bigfoot? Not on my watch. What exactly is a cryptid, Carrie? What is it?
Unknown and unidentifiable creature that's it. Maybe it's real, or maybe you were drunk on the lake.
A legendary monster, the mythical beasts.
Your Bigfoots and your Loch Ness monster type.
You hear that term cryptozoology thrown around quite often. You know, I've looked it up. People call themselves cryptozoologists like that's a real thing. That's not a thing. You can't go to Harvard and get a bachelor's degree in cryptozoology.
You want a degree in cryptozoology? I got you. I will print that up. You can put it on your wall.
There's no such thing as a professional cryptozoologist. That's a professional con man.
That's for our audience, but I bet the true believers...
Is that going to cause some problems later on? They're going to take umbrage with that?
If you say you're a professor of folklore, that's one thing. If you say a cryptozoologist, that means you were too lazy to get a degree.
Folklore is a real thing.
It doesn't mean that the things that they talk about are real.
We're going to get it back on track, Billy. I'm sorry. We got sidetracked. Right, I'm sorry. We're going to share the truth about the bullshit. Yeah, I know. You got your hand on the button, right? We're on a delay. It's fine. Just keep hitting that button. Keep sweating. I got to be nicer to Billy this time around. Have you ever had... I got to change the subject. Have you ever had a close encounter with a mythic beast, true believer? We want to hear from you. The number is 555-KTRP. And we've got our own cryptid Billy Bones behind the haunted switchboard. Waiting for your call. I'm sorry. Is the switchboard really haunted, Billy? So gather around the campfire, true believers. There's a chill in the crisp October air. Ooh, it's spooky. The witching hour is fast approaching, as is the time to share your cryptid stories live tonight on Transmissions from Elsewhere. Now, Carrie, we're talking about cryptids, right? I got a list of cryptids here off the internet, and I'm pretty sure these are all legit. I want some feedback from you. You tell me if this is real or not. Okay, we got, I mean, of course, we got Bigfoot, right? Now, that's number one in our hearts, Bigfoot. Well, yeah. And of course, we got the Skunk Ape, basically just Bigfoot.
As is like the Yeti.
The Abominable Snowman. The Abdominal Snowman. He's shredded, abs for days. We got the Falk Monster, just like Bigfoot in Texarkana. Same thing. We got the Hoodle Doodle Bird, which may or may not also be the Jersey Devil. We don't know. We have the eternally elusive Loch Ness Monster. We got the creature from Lake Champlain or Champagne, whatever. Champy. We got Stella Arrow Toes. We got the River City Bogman.
Yeah, he sounds legit.
We got the Michigan Dogman. The Minnesota Dogman. The Manitoba Dogman. The Lake Minnetonka Stranger. The Oswego Bass Player. The horrifying Alligator Snapping Father. Over in Madrid, we've got the infamous Troubadour de Almendras. We have Hexenfinger from Leipzig. Sawtooth Sally from Cornwall. The Mule Face of Sicily.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is. I mean, look, this list goes on forever, but I'm gonna cut it off right there because we got an hour-long show.
We could go on for days listing ridiculously made up, I mean, local legends.
No, they're real.
Other cryptids. Oh, they're real. Real. I mean, yes.
Absolutely real. Do you have a favorite cryptid? I really want to know. Something turns your crank, Carrie?
I always liked the things that lived in the deep waters of the wild blue ocean. Those are the things that always mystified me the most. Your krakens and the like, giant creatures could come out and swallow up and smash it to pieces if they felt like it. Things like that have always fascinated me the most. And also made me never want to go out in the middle of the ocean in a boat, so I haven't. Those are the things that kind of pique my interest. Old drawings from sailors of weird shit that they saw, probably not realistic in any way, shape, or form. It's pretty cool to think that some weird shit's floating around out there.
Weird, wild stuff. Floating around in the sea, so much detritus.
There's probably garbage monsters nowadays.
What do they call it? A blob in the UK in the sewers, literally just congealed fat. Oh man, what if that came to life and it grew eyeballs and teeth? There's a horror movie there. We could write it. Get ourselves out of this dead end job. Have you ever heard of the Loveland frog?
I have.
Utterly bizarre, cryptid.
It's like a frogman, right?
They call it a giant frog in Ohio. Some guy in the 50s tooling around a highway in the middle of the night. He was like a traveling salesman. He sees giant frogs on the side of the road. And they're not hurting anybody. They're not messing with anybody. They don't even try to attack him. They're just like 4 foot tall frog people hanging out in the dark. They get spooked by his headlights and freak out and hop away. That's it. Some other guy a little while later saw a giant frog person under a bridge. This giant frog person was brandishing a magic wand. Instead of using this magic wand to attack the guy who saw him, he instead used his magic wand to create a shower of sparks that facilitated his escape. He disappeared in a shower of sparks like an escape artist. That's it.
Thinking like Jubilee from X-Men, but yeah.
We got frog people in Ohio casting spells. You never hear about it.
That's a pretty cool cryptid. Is that your favorite cryptid, Gore?
Maybe the Loveland frog was a favorite. He's out there. He's casting spells. He's not hurting anybody. He just wants to be left alone. Whenever people talk about the Loveland frog and they don't lead with the fact that this guy has a magic wand, I think they're really dropping the ball. The Loveland frog used to be my favorite until someone brought to my attention a little guy called the Squonk. You ever heard of the Squonk?
Maybe, but it's not ringing any bells right now.
But he might be my personal favorite, Carrie. He lives in northern Pennsylvania. Now, the Squonk, this little quadruped, he's all loose skin and warts. He's an awkward little guy. He's got such a low opinion of himself that he's constantly crying. I mean, he is utterly ashamed of himself in every possible way. He's so filled with self-loathing. Legend has it that you can actually track the poor little squonk. This is the part that hurts. Following his trail of tears.
The most depressing cryptid story I've ever heard.
He is so ashamed of his own appearance that he actively avoids puddles of water in fear of catching a glimpse of his reflection.
Oh, that poor boy.
And when he's cornered, rumor has it, the scared little squonk's only defense mechanism is to literally dissolve altogether. Not to reform himself, but to die.
You just make him nervous and he just melts dead.
If you you corner the squonk, he will melt. I mean, that's just the saddest. And also, this is a weird little detail. It makes no sense to me. Apparently, he's got webbed feet only on his left feet.
Webbed only toes. The left foot only is the, webbed.
Only his left feet are webbed. I don't know what that means. He might just be horribly inbred. I think that's what this is. But I just want to give him a hug. I think the squonk deserves a little happiness, Carrie. That's it.
I'm sending some good vibes towards the squonk right now.
555 KTRP. We have Billy Bones at the switchboard. He's waiting for your call. Any calls, by the way, Billy? Anyone waiting? No?
But if you have any cryptid stories, you should give us a call here at 66.6 KTRP, the home of Halloween.
Before we get to the main event, we have some ads. We got to pay the bills here at Transmissions from Elsewhere. Things are a little different here. Dr. Butcher, he fields his own ads. He finds his own sponsors, and he only does live ad reads. There's nothing pre-recorded, which means we don't have ad breaks. We don't get to take a break during this hour. We're just here the whole time. So yeah, we have some ads, sponsors. They paid their dues. They're going to get their money's worth, Carrie. Transmissions from Elsewhere is brought to you by Sadie's Adult Gifts and Novelties. You can drop Dr. Butcher's name to the clerk when you wait a minute. Billy, this is old copy. This coupon is from July. This ad is from June. Where's the new ad? Is this it? This is all about summer. Carrie, do you have anything from Sadie's?
I got the same copy.
This is all I have.
Come on, Billy. Well, Sadie's paid, so let's just say fall instead of summer.
Transmissions from Elsewhere is brought to you by Sadie's Adult Gifts and Novelties, located at the historic Bannerman Shopping Center. Sadie's Adult Gifts and Novelties? Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got. I don't know what else to say. This is Star Spangled Strap-On. I can't say that. Look,
Is that handwritten?
These are all handwritten.
Compare this shit.
Yeah, this is his handwriting. This is Dr. Butcher's handwriting. Yeah, this is Dr. Butcher's fault. Okay, thank you to Sadie's Adult Gifts and Novelties for sponsoring Dr. Butcher. Transmissions from Elsewhere is also sponsored by the Darmine Doggy Door. That's all this says. That's literally all this says.
Get your Darmine Doggy Door.
This can't be everything.
What's the hardware shop in the corner?
Do I have to do your job for you, Billy? Okay, you know what? Okay, fine. I'm picking up my phone. I'm going to Google search.
It's Frederick's Hardware.
I'm Google searching Darmine Doggy Door. A safe and secure alternative to the standard doggy door. A sensor on the Darmine Doggy Door recognizes an RFID chip. Oh, so it's like it's a smart doggy door. It's a security measure. Mm. Okay. I had to Google search the Darmine Doggy Door. No one could have written this down.
Good job. Dear listeners, we at the Hill People Insurance Company wanted to let you know that we've still got your back. And that's all it says. Is this what Dr. Butcher normally does? I swear he had, like, actual ads. I don't know.
I'll level with you. I don't listen to the show. I have no idea what Dr. Butcher does. I'm sorry, Dr. Butcher. I don't listen to the show. You know what I'm doing? Usually at 11 o'clock at night, what I'm doing is getting ready to host the Gruesome Twosome. Well, you know what? That first ad break was, I want to say it was a garbage fire.
That was not good. Billy, you think you can get something better for us while we're talking about cryptids here?
Oh, the topic, True Believers, is cryptids. 555 KTRP. We want to hear from you. Tell us all about your close encounters. Do we have anyone on the phone waiting to regale us with their tales of terror? Billy Bones, is there someone on the phone?
Oh, we've got a call from... Oh, Bill, not Billy. Sorry, dude.
Someone else named Billy. All right.
What does Bill have to say?
So, Bill, Transmissions from Elsewhere, Bill. You're on the air. What do you know about cryptids, Bill? Fill us in.
Bill here. Longtime true believer. I grew up in a hole-in-the-wall town called Hayes Springs in northwestern Nebraska, and my friends and I used to go fishing for panfish at nearby Walgren Lake.
Is panfish real?
The term panfish is literally anything that you could throw in a pan and fry it up.
It's like a general term.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a local legend of a beast that haunted the lake. A great monster that, according to many accounts, resembled a massive horned alligator around 40 feet long. The Lake Walgren Monster isn't very well known outside of our community, but that hasn't stopped local people from trying to capitalize on their homegrown Nessie. But most attempts just haven't added up. Some farmers have claimed the beast snacked on their livestock. Some claim it has supernatural powers, and it can summon an impenetrable green mist in which those who become trapped or disoriented, and then they finally emerge from the fog, they're miles from their point of origin, if they ever emerge at all.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, Bill. Sorry.
So everyone thinks it's a hoax, but it was always just kind of a local legend. But when I was a kid, we went fishing on the lake one overcast autumn morning, me and some friends in an old wooden canoe. Not the safest thing for some kids in the middle of the lake, but...
No, you're right, Bill. It's not.
Fog rolled in and settled over the water, obscuring the shore. We got a little disoriented, and against our better judgment, we started to get a little scared. Something began moving in the water around our canoe. This is a pretty still lake. A large splash suddenly soaked us to the bone, and I swear to God we all saw something large and scaly breach the surface of the water just a few feet away. Had to have been larger than our canoe. And in that moment, I was sure I would never see my family again, or probably even the shoreline. We all thought we were going to be eaten by the Lake Walgren monster that day. Luckily, the fog quickly dissipated. We rode for the shore as fast as we could. Back on dry land, we all had a good laugh and pretended like the fog was just playing tricks on us, but we never forgot what we saw out there on the water. I never went out fishing on that lake again.
Fascinating, Bill. Thank you for sharing.
Great job, Bill.
Did you hang up on him? Did you cut him off, Billy? Is he gone? Well, thank you for the call, Bill. We appreciate that. We got another call, Billy. Oh, okay.
Ooh, patch him through.
What's that say? Rolf? We got a call from a guy named Rolf. You are on the air. It's transmissions from elsewhere. If you've got a cryptid story, we'd like to hear it.
Oh, it's good to be on the air, Bruce and Tucson. I kind of miss Dr. Butcher.
Thanks, Rolf. We're here trying to do our best. You got a cryptid story for us?
I grew up in North Dakota. I mean, I don't know if you know anything about North Dakota, but the winters, they can be brutal and long. Sometimes people just disappear. It's like the snow just swallows them up. My grandparents told me it wasn't the snow that swallows people up, though. It's what's in the snow. A predator, a creature that resembles a great wolf without legs, propelling itself through the snow, consuming any unwary soul they may find lost in the storm. The Wasit is what they called it, and the Wasit has a ravenous appetite. They latch onto their prey and they drag him to their frostbitten doom.
Whoa, that sounds pretty scary, Ralph.
Kind of sounds like a graboid. A little bit.
Like a snow graboid.
Yeah. Snow graboid. It's like a snow graboid. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep talking, Rolf.
Go ahead, Rolf.
Well, you know, I've never seen the Wasit. My grandpa swears he caught a glimpse of the beast when he was hunting during the heart of winter. He witnessed a full-grown buck struggle in a snowdrift. Now, the buck was bellowing. I don't know if you've ever heard a full-grown deer scream, but it's an experience you will never forget. And suddenly, the buck lurched downward, like something immensely powerful. Underneath that snow was just pulling it down. There was an explosion of fresh powder, and everything was still, and there was no sign of that buck or whatever had taken it. Now, my grandpa swears he glimpsed something that resembled the head of a wolf, but larger than any wolf he'd ever imagined, emerging from the snow just briefly. Its jaws were attached to that buck's hind leg. Now, my grandpa never hunted alone after that. Never. And he never hunted in deep snow again. Now, I may or may not believe in the Wasit myself. This could have been a story my grandpa told me to spook me when I was a little kid. That's entirely possible. But I always stay out of the deep snow. I mean, why take chances, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's common sense in a snowstorm if you've ever been there.
Well, yeah, you don't need a mythological beast to tell you to be careful in a snowstorm. Now, look, Rolf, we're not trying to say your story is bogus. We're just saying this is common sense stuff. Wait, did he hang up? Billy, is he gone?
Did you do that, Billy? Thank you.
I'm sorry if we offended you, Rolf. We weren't trying to. You don't screw around in a snowstorm. I don't care if there is some kind of snow graboid out there. Even if there isn't, you just don't mess around with it. You don't want to die in a snowstorm.
Yeah, you don't want to risk that.
We got another call? No name. No name. All right. Patch him through, Billy. Transmissions from elsewhere. 66.6 KTRP. Tell us all about your close encounters with a cryptid.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Gruesome Twosome. So, I got a cryptid story for you. You ready for this?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Lay it on us, man.
I was at work this morning, right? I was in the break room, and I saw a monster dump, a beast that wouldn't flush. Talk about that, you
Billy. No, Billy, cut him off. Cut him off, Billy. Thank you, Billy. We can't just keep doing anonymous callers. We can't do this, Billy. We can't go through this again. You remember last night? Billy, do we have someone else on? Do they have a name?
Frederico, got it.
Frederico, happy Halloween. Transmissions from elsewhere. You're live, 66.6 KTRP, and hopefully you've got a real story to tell us, and you're not just going to waste our time.
Hey, Gruesome Twosome and True Believers, thank you for having me on. I'm not going to be a prank call like that last a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. We appreciate that.
Frederico.
I only have one cryptid story. The only weird stuff that's ever happened to me in my life. In college, in it was the early 90s, I think 92. I was an undergraduate and followed this cute girl into the world of paleontology. Free labor on scientific expeditions, which can be cool and a fun adventure. You get to travel the world, but you also have to do a bunch of grunt work. This chick was down for it. I was down for it, too. So we signed up for this expedition into the Gobi Desert.
The Gobi Desert. This is some Indiana Jones stuff.
That's what I thought. Our professor had found some journals and transcribed them, and he knew where we were going. There was a sacred site. And as it turns out, all of that was true. But it's more about what happened just outside of the sacred site.
Is this like a mummy's curse thing?
No.
Did you disturb Tutankhamun's tomb, Frederico?
Frederico, what'd you find?
We found some, it was basically some old rocks that used to be a building.
Like, did you fuck a mummy? Because that's a story right there.
Well,
did
you fuck a mummy, I mean,
Frederico?
She was old, but I wouldn't call her a mummy.
Where's the rim shot, Billy? Where's the rim shot?
It was out in the desert where I had my cryptid experience. It's called the Mongolian Death Worm, which sounds like a great metal band, but it's not.
This guy's full of shit, Billy.
I saw it. I saw a Mongolian Death Worm.
I saw a sci-fi original movie about the Mongolian Death Worm, and they are like the size of sandworms from Dune. That ain't real.
The Mongolian Death Worm that I saw, it was about 4 feet long. It rose up like a cobra or a big constrictor will rise up and look at its prey. It sure looked right the fuck at us. Then it opened its mouth and released some sort of something, and it spit it right into fucking Jessica's face. Right into her face. She started screaming. We grabbed her and just ran off into the desert. By the time we got back to the town, she was feverish and she didn't make it.
Holy shit, Frederico.
Her parents sued the school. The school got out of it because of a waiver that she signed, and she was over the age of 18. I don't know how venom in your face could do that, but that was my experience with the Mongolian Death Worm.
Didn't think the girl he was crushing on was about to die.
Billy, is he off? Like, you think that's true? I mean, you could smell an aroma in the air. It was just faint, but it was there. It was the smell of bullshit.
Is that what that was? I just assumed that it was the fumes leaking out of the Billy Bones. Yeah,
no, man, Billy. That is putrescence. That is different. Ooh. Speaking of the mummy's tomb, Billy, you have got to clean your undercarriage, my friend.
Speaking of cleaning undercarriages,
we're at the bottom of the hour, Gary, so it's time for the KTRP news break. It's October 31st, and the terror is only growing. The terror is over. Time for the weather of this All Hallows Eve. It's been a cool and dry Halloween. 44 degrees currently in the metro area with a blustery west wind gusting up to 50 miles per hour into tomorrow morning. We got a high temperature of 62 degrees tomorrow with clear skies and no rain in sight, according to the 7-day forecast. The drought continues unabated, Carrie. Here's hoping for a little cold November rain in our future. And that leads us to the KTRP News Break, sponsored by your mother and her undercarriage Mitt and Mitt Romney. We got some news to read for you, dear listener, and we're going to start off with a follow-up story. Now, you may remember, back in December, local landmark Marty's Diner burned down, and we unfortunately later learned that the owner and proprietor and good friend of KTRP, Marty Goodman, lost his life in that Christmas inferno. And Marty was laid to rest back in January. The building has since been demolished. It was a total loss, and current plans are for a strip mall to be built on the site, with construction set to begin in January. Now, that is just what we need in the metro area, Carrie, another damn strip mall.
They put something good in the strip mall, it might be okay, but it'll probably just be another Subway and another 7-Eleven and then another nail salon.
And a recent story reported first by KTRP News Director Bob Bradley Wilms, we have learned that the fire in question is now being investigated as potential arson. Police suspect foul play, and speaking for all of us here at KTRP, I hope justice is quickly served so that our old pal Marty can rest in peace.
In other news this week, City Council member Janice has...
Janice? Who's Janice? Janice Eastman, the beast from the east.
City Councilwoman Janice... And in other news this week, school councilwoman Janice Jenkins.
Are you sure it was the city council?
And in other news this week, city councilwoman Janice Jenkins was found guilty of DWI and will be walking around town for the next 6 months. It's going to be tough on the city councilwoman.
Oh, I thought there was something else. She'd be walking around town wearing a sign that says, I'm a drunk.
As part of her plea bargain, she has to do 10 hours of community service holding a sign that says, I'm the drunk that ran over the stop sign at 3rd and Maple.
Now, that's not... There's no way in hell a local judge would agree to that, Carrie. That's not true.
Okay, well...
That's not true.
All right, Gore, you're right. I embellished some facts because it was kind of a slow news cycle day. But the city councilwoman did actually get arrested for DWI, so there's that.
I didn't vote for Janice Jenkins. I know that.
I'm not sure who voted for her.
I'm not voting for her again. I'll tell you that much, man.
She's got a little more street cred now.
Oh, she's gonna have some street cred when the Satan's Helpers get their hands on her.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the Satan's Helpers, the local chapter of the Satan's Helpers Motorcycle Club will be holding their annual Toilets for Tots bike run coming up on November 18th. Now, if you, dear listener, have a new or gently used children's training toilet you'd like to donate to the cause, you can drop that off at Simon's Consignment and Cassette Circus at 1313 North Erie Road. Just make sure those toilets are clean, people. And I cannot stress that enough. Spotless. The Satan's Helpers, they don't mess around.
All right, let's get back to our...
No, I got a late-breaking story. I mean late-breaking like in 5 or 6 minutes before we went on the air. This is brand new. J. Bailey Foundation has announced they're teaming up with KTRP for their annual holiday fundraising campaign this coming December. Now, this comes as a bit of a surprise, since the foundation has partnered with Roxy Rockets with their legendary New Year's Eve parties at Roxy's Beach House to raise funds for the J. Bailey Memorial Food Bank for nearly 20 years running. But, I mean, as you know, and as our listeners may know, controversy surrounds last year's event after KTRP's own Gary the Grinder was attacked and robbed shortly after the festivities ended by a pair of still-at-large suspects who made off with all the money raised at the No Limits Bachelor Auction, roughly $39,000 in total, which would have done a lot of good for needy families in the metro area, Gary.
It definitely would have. That was
absolutely...
Gary's face looked worse than normal for a couple weeks after that beating.
Lucky to be alive. Poor Gary claims he still hasn't fully recovered from the assault, which has left him shaken and not stirred. I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry.
He deserves it. It's fine. He also has been doing a lot of remote work lately and haven't seen him around the studio. So studio's been a lot cleaner lately. I noticed that.
It's true.
Quieter.
You know, but much quieter.
It's actually kind of a better place the last few weeks.
You hate to say it, but it's true.
Oh, yeah. But anyways.
We're still friends, Gary. We're not friends. We don't like you.
He's still a coworker, and we'll treat him with minimal amount of kindness.
The bare minimum. Regardless, the foundation has chosen not to continue their partnership with Roxy Rocket. Although Roxy assures KTRP her annual New Year's Eve masquerade ball will continue either way, which is good news.
Definitely good news for us. We should reach out to them about emceeing it this year.
Hold your horses, Kerry, because here's where the problem comes in. As to exactly what this new partnership between KTRP and the J. Bailey Foundation will look like, we're not exactly sure, because this is what you would call a bit of an 11th hour development. Details are currently scarce, but I'm gazing into my crystal ball, aka I had a conversation with our station manager earlier this afternoon. I foresee a few long meetings in our near future with the station higher-ups to discuss this upcoming fundraising campaign, which is already less than 2 months away. Long story short, we're on the hook for this campaign. Whatever it is, we are basically in charge of it. I don't know what's going to happen yet, but we have about 5 weeks to come up with it.
We'll come up with something fun and beneficial for the whole community that hopefully doesn't suck for us.
But that was the KTRP News Break. True believers, we are back with the second half of Transmissions from Elsewhere. That's right. We are talking cryptids.
That's right. I'm Carrie. He's Gore. We're here covering for Dr. Butcher.
The Boozer Goozer. 66.6. KTRP. Take it, Carrie.
Your home of Halloween.
No.
The home of Halloween.
No. That's right. The home of Halloween. Can we add some reverb or something there, Billy? Can we do that? Maybe some lightning, a big lightning crash, or some like spooky laughter, or anything, Billy. Anything. Do you have a soundboard? Push a random button. Was that a fart noise? What the fuck was that?
Come on, man.
Billy, we're trying to be highbrow. This isn't Morning Zoo stuff. This is scary. It's Halloween. It's Transmissions from Elsewhere. Dr. Butcher is going to be pissed when he hears this, that you just made a fart in the middle of the show. Is someone on the phone? Do we have someone on the line? Great. What's their name?
A concerned citizen. Well, I'm sure they probably are, Billy, but what is their name? Fine. A concerned citizen has seen a cryptid and they want to tell us about it.
Well, you know, people make jokes about a chupacabra. I used to be one of them, but some of the stuff I seen made me change my tune. I spent 3 years working on a big old ranch in southern New Mexico outside of Deming. You know, Deming? Close to the Mexican border. I've been to Mexico, by the way. The crazy fucking place. I can't swear, right?
Yeah, no. Please don't do that, sir.
I'm sorry. By the way, happy Halloween, boys. I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of year.
Us too. Keep going with your story.
I dress up like a spook and scare the shit out of all these kids. I'm sorry.
If you're going to be racist, pull the plug, Billy.
I'm talking about ghosts.
All right.
I was working out of this place. They raise beef cattle, dairy goats. Most of my job was working security. Now, that don't sound too exciting, Rich. Usually, I'm shooting coyotes. You got too close to the grazing cattle. I would mend fences, and I would escort the occasional stray back to the herd. I heard stories of cattle in nearby ranches out east turned up dead, looking like mummies with all their blood drained out. But I was assuming it was like a dozen rational explanations for that. Ain't no such thing as chupacabra.
Chupacabra?
And the ghosts at our ranch, they started turning up dead. One, then two, three, four. I can count. They each had their throats torn out. They looked dried up, desiccated like. And they weren't no coyotes. We patrolled all night. We found nothing. Often a goat just still turned I'm dead come morning. It was driving us plumb loco.
Wow, that's a little disturbing. Did you see something?
Well, I mean, I'm getting to that if you let me finish my story.
This guy is turning into a real prima donna.
Is this what the believers act like out here?
One night, I was on patrol. I saw something alone. I was alone. I was wearing a big, expensive pair of night vision goggles my boss done paid for. I was crouching in the brush near the perimeter fence. Something darted over that 5-foot-high fence. Fast as lightning. I fired my rifle twice in the air and I shouted. This thing stood up, had to be 5 foot tall, long limb, too thin, looked like a living shadow. Its eyes gleamed like headlights in my goggles, and I stood there like a mannequin, frozen in disbelief. Then this thing just disappeared in the night, like it melted away in the dark. This calf had a small little bleeding gash on its throat. It was scared as hell, but it survived. The other hands, they came running when they heard them gunshots. I told them everything that I think they actually believed me. This thing never come back to our ranch. It's not while I was working there. No more animals died either, but stories of dead cattle in the west started turning up soon after. I think that creature was just passing through our neck of the woods. Now, what I saw, boys, that was real. As fingers on your hands. And it was terrifying. I will never forget those burning eyes or those quivering thighs for as long as I live. I was talking about my quivering thighs, by the way.
I assumed you were talking about...
You seen the buttery thighs on that
Cooper. Buttery. Well, concerned citizen, that was quite a tale.
What? Cut him off. We're done.
Thank you, Billy. You should have cut him off 20 minutes ago.
We didn't need to hear that. I don't think that story is real. I think it's just a lie.
Probably, but thank you, concerned citizen, your concern.
We got someone else on the line, Billy.
Oh.
Apparently the late Brian Pillman's calling.
Oh, no. It says Brian Pullman. Bill Pullman's brother.
Go ahead. What do you have to say, Brian Pillman?
Thanks for covering the show this week, Gruesome Twosome. We appreciate it.
Happy Halloween, Pullman. It's good to hear from you.
Back at you, Gruesome Twosome. I got a cryptid story. And
I'm sure you do, Pullman.
I'm not sure how exciting it'll be, but I'm pretty sure I saw Bigfoot once. Probably not, but maybe.
Is this a cryptid story? Because you're saying maybe a lot.
We're looking for real stories here, but Billy gave you a thumbs up.
Billy gave that guy a thumbs up who was talking about he saw a monster dump in a toilet. Man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry, Billy. I know. Regarding this stuff, we really can't trust your judgment. We are all in uncharted waters. I'm sorry.
I was camping with a couple of friends near Mount Rainier 10 years ago, and it was a beautiful summer afternoon. Warm, but not too hot, with a light breeze. Sunlight coming through the swaying branches. We were sitting around a campfire, drinking beers, cooking hot dogs on a stick, roughing it like normal. Suddenly, we were all shocked out of our seats by a blood-curdling roar.
Oh my god. A blood-curdling roar? This is exciting.
We had a hunting rifle with us, not because we were hunting, but just in case we stumbled across a black bear and needed to pop off a couple shots, scare him off. I had that rifle in my hands, and I was staring down its sights into the woods before I realized I'd even picked it up. After about 30 seconds of silence, there was more snapping branches and a menacing growl behind us. We spun around. I still had the rifle in my hands to see the trees in the bush kind of twisting and bending in the wake of something passing through them, but we couldn't see what was causing the disturbance. Some more motion off to our left. The thing was circling us in the woods, but it was just out of sight.
Okay.
This is terrifying.
We were shouting, trying to make a bunch of noise and throwing stuff, making ourselves look big and scary. Finally, fired the rifle off, aiming at a nearby tree kind of close to where we had heard the last movements. A f***ing huge shape in the shadows of the tree right in front of us and slowly retreated deeper into the woods out of sight.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would it appear after you shot? Usually it would run away.
Like you say, hey man, don't fuck with me because I'm Bigfoot. I'm so fucking sorry, Bigfoot.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw. Now the light was getting dim, so none of us could really say for sure what we'd seen. And of course, it could have been a bear. Eyes can play tricks on you, and the light was failing. Could have convinced ourselves it was Elvis freaking Presley was hunting us in those woods. Black bears can stand 7 feet on their back legs. So we packed up our stuff and put out the fire as quick as we could. We fucked all the way out of those woods, my friends.
Come on, Pullman.
Yeah, no, Billy's got his finger on the button. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
We were just too damn rattled to stay out there all night. No way we were spending another night out there. I still can't believe I actually have a Bigfoot story. I make fun of all these idiots that have them, but now I'm one of them, and I kind of hate it. And now all these people have heard it. Maybe he wanted to eat our hot dogs. I don't know. We left him behind, so hopefully he enjoyed them.
I feel like that was a punch. Was that a punchline?
Bigfoot ate the hot dogs? Maybe Bigfoot wanted the wiener. Are you still on the line, Brian Pillman? Did you hang up or did he hang up? I wanted to talk. Billy, why did you do that? We had a follow-up question. Pullman, if you're on, don't call back. Don't worry about it. We have some ads to read, and we have to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for calling, Pullman. Hope you're not a ghost. It could be a ghost. It's Halloween. But we do have a few more ads to read. We got to pay some bills. Fuck, is this written in Sanskrit? What the fuck is this? Anyway, okay. Transmissions from Elsewhere is sponsored by Storm and Norman's Patriot Supply. This is a real thing. Are you prepared for the worst? Social and economic collapse, civil unrest? What are you going to do when the lights go out and don't come back on? How will you provide for your family when the wolves are at your gate? Norman Partridge is a proud American and red, white, and blue patriot who wants to keep you and your loved ones safe when the world turns upside down. Visit http://www.n-part-pat-sup.homeland. Is that real? To sign up to receive Storm and Norman's free Patriot catalog, where you'll find all the proper equipment and how-to guides for sale to fit all your survival needs. Don't delay. Visit http://sup.homeland today and secure your family's future. Storm and Norman's Patriot Supply. The new world order is coming, and this is your invitation to join the winning team.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Brand X Hot Dogs, the official partner of this year's annual Lowrider Car Show and Grill Off in the Park. That's right, Gore. I know you're so excited for this year's Veterans Day Grill Off.
What is that?
This Veterans Day, yes. In a week? A little over a week. The Lowrider Show is going to be in the park, and the Grill Off will start at 6 p.m., but really, you know, that means 7. It's the Lowrider Club. They're not going to be on time. Sponsored by Brand X Hot Dogs, your choice of wiener.
That is, I had no idea this was happening. Transmissions from Elsewhere is also sponsored by Big Bubba Brandywine's Saturday Firewood. Come on down to Big Bubba Brandywine's Saturday Firewood for the cheapest cut firewood in the state. All locally sourced, chopped, dry, and ready for your fireplace, fire pit, or other firewood needs. Big Bubba's been in the firewood game for 47 years and is the most trusted name in the business. So you know, if you come down to Big Bubba's Saturday Firewood, you know you're walking away with top quality, clean burning firewood without any of the harsh chemicals or toxins found in store-bought firewood. Big Bubba guarantees there's no cyanide or fluoride or cancer-causing compounds in his firewood, and no pesky termites. Is there cyanide in firewood?
I don't know.
Fluoride?
It's just wood.
Anyway, if you visit Big Bubba Brandywine Saturday Firewood this Saturday, remember, we only accept cash. But if you're on hard times, we might also consider a fair trade of perishable goods or various sundries. Have your kid's picture taken with Loggy, the fainting goat, and treat yourself to the best slow-smoked imitation brisket you'll ever taste, courtesy of Big Bubba's Beast Feast Barbecue Buffet. And don't forget to fill your complimentary binge bucket with Big Bubba's Sweet Heat Mackerel Slaw. It's a taste sensation you'll never forget. Big Bubba's Saturday Firewood, 1636. South Cragganmore Road, a quarter mile east of Ragin' Pill Nixon's Silver Saddle Riding Academy. Just turn left at the Big Red Toilet. Open this Saturday. I'm sorry. Open this Saturday and every Saturday and from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Don't be late and don't come on Sunday because trespassers will be shot on sight. I feel like I just read an ad from an alternate dimension.
Kind of what it sounded like. Is that place real?
South Cragganmore Road? I don't even know where that is. Well, I mean, it can't be that hard to miss. You just turn left at the Big Red Toilet.
Never seen a Big Red Toilet.
I have to ask, where does Dr. Butcher find these people?
I don't know. This is kind of bonkers.
Oh, we have someone else on the line. Okay, all great, right. Billy. Who's on the line, Billy?
I thought you were going to be better about this, Billy. I know these are Dr. Butcher's people, but come on.
Do they actually have something to say? I'm not wasting my time again.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Transmissions from elsewhere. Happy Halloween. 66.6 KTRP. Tell us all about your close encounter of the cryptid kind.
I just wanted to call in and tell you my cryptid story.
Great.
Go ahead, true believer.
I think I saw the Mothman once.
Would you be kind enough to share a name with us? You just make one up. We don't care.
Why don't you call me Greenlight?
That works fine. I don't care. Tell us about your cryptid story, Greenlight. You said you saw the Mothman.
Yeah, I used to drive a northbound delivery truck out of Tulsa three times a week. A good spot about 90 miles north of the city where I spotted something in the sky in the late afternoon light. Kind of black shape. Could have been a huge bird. And I swear, I saw big red eyes gleaming in the dark. 3 days later, laid out sick with the flu, and had somebody covering my route. I saw on the news that evening there was a massive pileup on the interstate at the exact same spot I'd seen something, and 10 people died. The driver who'd cover for me, he'd been delayed a few minutes because he had to hit up the rest stop.
Was it a hooker?
Yeah, who knows what happens at rest stops, man. If he hadn't stopped at that rest stop, he would have been in the middle of that mess. If I hadn't called in sick, I would have been there because I don't stop at that rest stop. I keep going. That 10-12 minute difference is what set him apart from this accident. Stories, you know, always say the Mothman appears as a portent of disaster and doom. There's some shit going on in this world that we just don't understand, and we may never understand, and it's not a good feeling, but I'm still alive, and I swear it's what I saw.
That's a fantastic story. You did it with your bullshit story about your friend got stuck off at a truck stop and so he didn't die.
Well, yeah. That's what I was thinking, Gore. The important part of the story is...
The important part of the story is 10 people died, but he wasn't one of them because he was getting by a lot lizard. I get it. Because
someone was getting a install number 3.
You hung up on him, right? He's dead? Great. Oh, thank God. We got a few more people on the line. Well,
okay.
Archbishop Mack, is that real? Is he... Oh, he's a regular?
Is he an actual archbishop? Billy's laughing at me. Okay.
So he's not ordained. It's transmissions from elsewhere. Happy Halloween, Archbishop Mag. You are on the air.
Oh, hey, guys.
I was kind of missing Dr. Butcher, but yeah, I listen to you guys too.
Sorry to disappoint, Mac, but you're stuck with us for this Halloween. Do you have a cryptid story for us?
Well, I'm not sure if this is technically a cryptid. My grandpa used to tell me about a creature called the Braid. When he was growing up in rural Tennessee, he was in a house without running water or electricity. He heard tales of a beast that lurked in the deep woods, something they only ever referred to as the Braid. This thing was composed of branches, roots of fallen trees, and the blood that pumped through its veins was rancid sap. But from a distance, it would resemble, as my grandpa would say, an alluring woman with impossibly long hair. And it would lure unsuspecting young men through the mist with a sweet song and whispered promises of ecstasy. Now, that's literally word for word what my grandpa said. That's something you don't forget when you're 10 years old.
Oh, if grandpa busts out whispered ecstasy, I would probably remember that.
And when these foolish souls ventured too close, the creature's hair would wind into a noose of choking vines, constricting around their neck, and they would be dragged into the depths of the forest, never to be seen again. Now, the story goes, the Braid used to be a woman, a jilted lover, left pregnant and alone by a married butcher. I don't know why it was specific. A butcher. This guy refused to leave his hateful wife because her daddy had money, and he stood to inherit all of that as soon as the old man met his maker. So when the lover threatened to reveal the affair to the man's wife, she was stabbed in the gut with his skinning knife and abandoned in the deep woods, food for the coyotes, dying, burning with rage. Lover's blood mingled with the roots of the gnarled old trees, and her body was consumed by nature. Reborn as a vengeful spirit composed of the very trees that were fed by her own blood, the Braid wanders the woods, eternally searching for the hideous man who stole everything from her. Blinded by her rage, she sees every man she finds as the one who betrayed her and killed her unborn child. She destroys them all without hesitation.
Without mercy.
What's the old adage? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah. Sorry, Mac. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. This is what happened to my grandpa. He'd swear up and down for the rest of his life that when he was 7 years old, he saw his older brother embraced by the Braid's vile hair. They disappeared into the dark woods behind the family home on one sweltering summer night. He told this story to his parents. He told it to the local police. Nobody ever believed him. His brother did disappear that night, and he was never seen again. That was true. He wasn't happy at home. He felt trapped by circumstance. That was true. Was he looking for a way out? 16 years old, desperate to escape. Maybe he started over somewhere. So what really happened? My grandpa said it was the Braid that took his brother on that night. His conviction never wavered. Whatever he saw that night, it left a wound in his soul that never healed. He told me to stay out of the woods. Never. To follow a sweet song carried on the breeze. If you see the Braid, he said, it's already too late. I don't want to cross paths with the Braid. There's the question. Do I believe my grandpa's story? I consider myself a rational guy. I'm a skeptic. I've never felt the presence of a ghost. I've never seen a UFO. I don't believe in God. But I believe in the Braid.
Oh, that was a little intense, Mac. Mac's uncle disappeared and was never heard from again.
Great uncle. That's his.
I mean, oh, I guess his grandpa's. Yeah, I guess that was the time you could drive to the other side of the country and tell everyone your name was, Frederico and start all over.
Thanks for listening, Mac. We appreciate that. We will stay out of the deep woods as well, but for entirely different reasons. I got warrants.
In the woods?
I didn't go into the woods anyway. This is just another reason to stay away, as far as I'm concerned. True. We got another call. Billy Bone.
Billy says,
on switchboard, Billy Bone.
All right, Billy. We're almost at the bottom of the hour.
It's almost the top of the hour.
We're going to be on for the whole next live radio segment into your November. But first, we have a call.
Who is it? Are they anonymous?
Are you there, caller?
I just wanted to tell you, my uncle swears he shot Bigfoot when he was out hunting with his boys before I was born.
With his boys.
Out with the boys.
Out with the boys.
He's also an alcoholic, was absolutely ripped on that hunting trip. So it was probably just a squirrel. But he believes it was Bigfoot, and nobody cares.
Billy, it's too late for this.
He shot a squirrel. Great.
Fantastic.
All right, we got one more call. They got a name, right? Frank. Just Frank.
Frank Just. Sorry, not just Frank. Frank Just. My bad.
Frank Just.
Sorry.
All right. Happy Halloween, Frank. You're on the air. It's the Gruesome Twosome. It's Transmissions from Elsewhere. We're talking cryptids. Tell me, you have a cryptid story to share with us this haunted Halloween night.
I don't know if I should be talking about this, but I don't want to keep this to myself anymore. I live in Virginia. There's these stories out here about a thing called Bunny Man. And there's plenty of people claim to have seen this thing out in the woods. Nobody can agree on what exactly the Bunny Man is. Some think he's a ghost, some psycho killer broke out of the nut house, ran off in the deep woods back in the 1950s or whatever. Some people think he's the result of some ex-Nazi scientist experiments breeding people with rabbit genes to give them superpowers.
Is that true? Superpowers with rabbits?
What is up with these people?
I guess you could jump high, right? If you had, like, bunny powers.
Rabbit superpowers could be kind of cool, I suppose, yeah.
Well, no, that's not the truth. I've seen Bunny Man. He ain't no ghost. He ain't no Nazi Frankenstein. Bunny Man's a goddamn reptoid.
What the hell is it? What is a reptoid?
The reptilian overlords are the Bunny Man.
Is that what you're saying?
No. He's near 8 foot tall when he stands up straight. He's got his big lizard eyes that glow in the dark. He spikes on his back like Godzilla. He wears animal skins to disguise himself, but he's a reptoid spy doing reconnaissance for the New World Order.
This is it. This is one of those... Oh, God. Okay. Wow.
He even kidnaps young ladies. He takes them back to his keepers for experimentation. I don't know what happens to those poor girls when they disappear, but they sure as hell ain't never heard from again.
Wow. Okay.
No, you don't understand half of it. Bunny Man lives in some big geodesic dome deep out in the woods, right? Place is covered in surveillance cameras and trip wires. That sure-footed monster, he knows where all them traps is hidden. He don't live alone out there either. Mothman's his best friend and handler. I've seen him too. He's a CIA operative wearing a wingsuit and a big bug-eyed monster man.
All right, Billy, is this for real? Frank, come on. What are you telling us here?
No, you don't understand. Mothman's a reptoid, too. It's got to be a whole dang colony of deep-cover reptoids living out there in that dome. Now, I don't know what they're planning or why they let me go, but I got a skin disease spreading like wildfire. I thought it might be eczema or what have you at first. But I'm pretty sure they infected me with their reptoid virus, and I'm turning into one of them. But how long is it going to be before I obey the siren song of the dome and join my reptoid kin in the Illuminati?
That is exactly how much time we have tonight, Frank.
You gotta tell the world. I'm holding on for now, but how much time have we got? They're terraforming the whole damn world.
The reptilian overlords are not people, sir, obviously.
Well, no, they're aliens from another planet, or maybe they live underground.
No, they're going to turn into a hot box. So they can bask naked on rocks and lay their giant eggs in the sand, all out in the open without judgment. You don't understand. They are not good Christian people. I'm pretty sure they're all woke. They ain't up to no good. No, we gotta do something now before it's too late. We don't even know when the president got compromised, but I sure as shit didn't vote for no reptoid devil worshiper Democrats. Thank you.
Excellent work.
Another quality story from the True Believers.
Fantastic work there, Frank. You keep fighting the good fight out there in the woods of Virginia. I don't know. I hope you can stop the reptoids before they take everything over.
Sounds like it's too late.
Well, that was an illuminating final call.
That is strange, to say the least.
Those are the true believers, Carrie. That's who listens to transmissions from elsewhere. The phone lines are clear, Billy. That's it. Okay. Yeah, okay, so that's it. That's the end of tonight's episode.
Transmissions from Elsewhere.
The campfire is dying, true believers. The darkness is closing in, and it's time to say goodnight. Don't forget to say your prayers. The good doctor will be back next week to tell us all about his time roughing it with a bunch of alien abductees in the high desert. But we'll be back tomorrow with more transmissions from elsewhere. A roundtable discussion on the gray alien connection to Area 52. Apparently that is the subject Dr. Butcher had in the queue. I don't know what any of that means. We'll find out.
Special call-in guest. Oh, Frank Just, who we just talked to, is going to be talking to us tomorrow. Wonderful.
We also have a scheduled appearance from a frequent transmissions from elsewhere guest and fan favorite, the pseudonymous Colonel Calabash. Once again, I have no idea who that is because I don't listen to the show. I don't listen to the show, Carrie, so I have no idea who that is. But I guess we're going to find out tomorrow.
I guess we will. Billy, we're wrapping up the show. What do you mean you have one more caller?
Hey, True Believers. I just wanted to...
Who is this, by the way?
Garth. Garth Shandling.
All right, Garth. It's KTRP. It's Transmissions from Elsewhere. Happy Halloween.
Well, I don't have a cryptid story, but I have an actual cryptid. I have an ivory-billed woodpecker.
What?
Is that you, Gary? It's Gary. I know that voice.
What's up, Gruesome Twosome? That's right. Gary the Grinder here, coming to you live from parts unknown.
What's going on, Gary? Where have you been?
I've been trying to, you know, do a little rehab, get my mind straight after all the drama of the last holiday season. I just wanted to call and let you guys know, found a donation that Dr. Butcher wanted me to look for.
Gary, what are you talking about?
This doesn't make sense.
Every holiday season, Dr. Butcher has a charity auction for Mortimer's Pet Cemetery Services. Over on the south side of town there, they'll cremate your pets. You ever wanted to have a Viking funeral for your dog? Mortimer's Pet Service.
I had to watch him cremate Terry Funk. It was really fucked up. What are we doing there? What the funk? Mortimer. said Mortimer.
I had Mortimer's turn my beloved pooch into a ivory-billed woodpecker that we're going to auction off this holiday season. The charitable contributions will go to Mortimer's Pet Cemetery Service.
What the fuck are you talking about, Gary?
Gary, is this something you know? Billy's looking at us questioningly. I don't know, Gary. Okay, thanks for letting us know about your ivory build.
Was that it? Is that what this is about?
Hey, Gore, you think I could crash at your pad this week?
No, absolutely not. You're not doing that again.
All right, Billy, wrap this up. We've got to go.
What happened to Marty, Gary?
666 KTRP, your home for the Halloween holiday.
No, Gary. What happened to Marty?
Take it easy, guys. I'll be over later.
Did he hang up, Billy? What is Terry? What the hell just happened? I don't know what just happened.
I don't know what's happening.
What happened to Marty?
Crashed the party to tell us about a ivory-billed woodpecker in Mortimer's Pet Cemetery Service. You know, that almost seemed more cryptid than half of our cryptid things this week.
Well, yeah, a little more cryptic, maybe. We're wrapping things up here at Transmissions from Elsewhere. It's Halloween night. You know, KTRP does Halloween right. Feel free to stay tuned because the Gruesome Twosome, oh, that sounds familiar, we're back. Halloween Spooktacular. We're going to be spinning some monster music hits and talking about 2004's cult classic, Satan's Little Helper, the touching tale of an impressionable young boy who makes friends with an enthusiastic mass murderer in a grinning devil mask, and the blood-soaked adventures they share one magical Halloween night. So you're not going to want to miss that. Trick or treater, that's right.
Luckily for us, dinner will be catered by Frank Donald's Burgers and Cafeteria Style Diner. Frank Donald's for all of your cafeteria style dining needs.
Who the f*** is Frank Donald?
Doesn't that sound exciting? Cafeteria style dinner at midnight.
I just want some Carruthers coffee. I'm tired as f***. Yeah. I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry.
You can keep your Frank Donald's.
Keep your Frank Donald's. We won't get diphtheria tonight. That is only the beginning, true believers, because KTRP has got your Halloween needs covered all night long. We've got a repeat broadcast of the Real Face of America's infamous The Haunting in Hayesville episode a little later on. And then Classic Chiller Theater returns with 1953's radio thriller
The Ghost Thief,
starring Glenn Dumont and Linda Chaplin. So stay up way past your bedtime tonight, trick-or-treaters, and keep it tuned in to 66.6 KTRP, the home of Halloween, until the break of dawn. I'm Gore, he's Carrie, and tonight we're thanking all you things that go bump in the night for tuning into this very special episode of Transmissions from Elsewhere. Everyone here at 66.6 KTRP, the home of Halloween. We hope you have a very happy and haunted Halloween, and we'll see you on the other side. Is that how he signs off?
I think so. Transmissions from Elsewhere is a Dr. Busher production.
Should I listen to the show? I feel like I should listen to an archived episode.
You know he doesn't listen to our show, so whatever. It's fine.
So yeah, I guess that, look, we'll be back in like a minute and a half for the Gruesome Twosome's Haunted Halloween Spooktacular.
Maybe Billy will play two commercials and we can actually take a leak.
Good news. Happy Halloween, trick-or-treaters. We'll see you in about 2 minutes. Is that where's the outro? Can we put some like lightning or thunder in there? Can we make it spooky, Billy?
I think Billy's done with us.
Is that a fart? Did you just hit the fart button again? Jesus Christ, this is Halloween. We don't do that on Halloween.
Oh, Billy, especially on Halloween. Yeah, hilarious, Billy.
I wanted thunder to give me a fart.
Transmissions from Elsewhere.
The gates of hell have opened once again at the corner of 13th and Main. The metro area's premier extreme haunt is back, celebrating 14 years of unrelenting terror. Can you survive the grueling gauntlet of never-ending torment that awaits you in this blackened pit of putrescence and despair? If you think you're brave enough to survive the horrifying temptations of the abyss, test your mettle in this dreadful inferno and see if you have what it takes to emerge with your soul intact. The Devil's Den, bearing the competition for 14 years. Sponsored by Simon's Consignment and Cassette Circus, Phantom Planet Books and Curiosities, and 66.6 KTRP, the home of the
affiliated stations present Orson Welles and Mercury on the Air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Terrifying encounter.
I'm not sure, but it was probably just a weird dog.
Albert Apples.